Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. Coming to you from Capitol Hill, United States Senator Jackie Rosen for the whole program on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome to the broadcast United States Senator Jackie Rosen. I am in the Senate recording studios in the Capitol, and Senator Rosen is in her office at the Capitol. Pleasure to be with you. I'm sorry we're just not here in person.
Well, thank you for having me. And like I said, next year, may we be back together in the Senate recording studio or somewhere else.
That is my hope as well. I was shocked this morning, to be honest with you. Normally, I allot a half an hour to get from my hotel to the Capitol because of the traffic, and then allot additional time for security to get through there to get into the Senate. And today, no traffic, no people, no tourists, nobody at the reception desk. It was shocking. Are you surprised that people are not aware of how quiet the Senate is at this point in time?
Well, the streets may be quiet, and some of our offices may seem quiet, but I can tell you, as far as my office and so many of my colleagues, we are working harder than ever. So here I'm in my Senate office. I do have some of my team coming in. Of course, socially distanced. We're wearing masks. We're doing what we need to do here. I have hearings when we're in Washington nearly every day. Of course, we have votes, and we're continuing to try to negotiate and advocate for our constituents and the American people. So we're doing it all, a lot of it virtually in the state. I can tell you that I've had thousands and thousands. Well, one week I had 15,000 contacts. This last week, 3,000-4,000. And we're going through, we're answering the phones, we're answering all the emails. Working harder than ever. I'm the only member of the delegation on the Small Business Committee. We've created a small business portal with a special email. I'll put it out there, smallbusiness@rosen.senate.gov for any of our 99% of businesses in Nevada, small businesses, any of those that need help. We've helped nearly 1,000 small businesses, and we're continuing to work with Joe Amata, our state SBA director, on webinars. He's done well over 100. And we're just going to keep fighting for Nevadans, making sure they're safe and taken care of.
This past weekend, as we're taping this on September 14th, so this past weekend, the president was in Minden, Nevada, and then headed down to Las Vegas and Henderson. Your thoughts on his rallies?
Well, you know, I have a lot of concerns on his rallies because, of course, the CDC guidelines were not to bring together more than 50 people. He left the decisions to the states, and Governor Sisolak decided to go according to the CDC guidelines. So the president came in clear violation of that policy. But what I'm most concerned of is I was at a memorial service just last night for a dear friend, a mother, a grandmother, a teacher, a friend, a mentor who shouldn't have died. And so I just think about the things that we can do to protect people from this awful virus. One of them is to stay socially distanced, to wear a mask. We know that prolonged exposure in close proximity, in closed spaces, leads to these super spreading events. And so if we can just save one life, if it was your mother, your grandmother, God forbid your child, you surely would do it. And so I'm kind of distressed about the disregard for our Nevada communities and our safety, but we'll just get through it like we do as a strong Nevada, as one community, and take on the challenges, any challenges that face us ahead.
You know, if I can play devil's advocate for a moment, you know that the other side would say that protests have hundreds, if not thousands, of people across the country, and they are not subject to the same restrictions. How do you respond to that?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I do believe that people should heed the warnings of the CDC. People being in close proximity for prolonged periods of time can lead, the experts tell us, to these super spreading events. It's much more pervasive indoors because the virus has nowhere to dissipate to in the air. But with that being said, I think that when you listen to Dr. Fauci and others, they do suggest that we do try to limit our exposure of being around a large number of people. If you are going to do that, at the very least, be social distance and wear masks. It's the least that we can do to protect our friends, our communities, our neighbors, and our loved ones.
And you would not suggest then that people should not protest if they wish to protest?
Well, just as like people came out to the rally, you can't always tell everyone what they should do. But I will suggest if you are going to attend that you take every precaution as suggested by the CDC and our medical experts, that science should always be our guide. And wear those face coverings, wear the mask. You not only protect yourself, you protect others. And this is one of the most important things to do. It is extremely easy. And if we just did that, we need to tamp down this virus so we can reopen. I want Nevada's tourism to come back. It can't come back robustly until we get the virus numbers down. Of course, on our way through therapeutics and the ultimate vaccine, we hope sometime next year can be robustly delivered to everyone, and we can rebound and recover.
In talking about tourism, the head of United Airlines was on Face the Nation yesterday and was talking about the fact that airlines are down 85% in revenue. United is staring in the face of 16,000 layoffs. We just saw MGM with 18,000 layoffs across the country. And yet Congress has not been able to put together a new version of a CARES Act. Do you think that there's any chance of this being done before this session of Congress ends?
Well, I would hope so, but I'm not necessarily particularly hopeful. I can tell you what I tell everyone is that politics matters little when it's your loved one or you that are sick or that have passed away from coronavirus, or you can't pay your rent and you get evicted, you can't feed your family, you can't pay buy your medication. And so what we need to do is put politics aside. I can tell you Nevada's predicted to be the hardest hit state in the nation, with a Southern Nevada, the Las Vegas area, possibly the hardest hit metropolitan area out of all 50 states. With that in mind, we need to look at our friends and our neighbors and our communities. How are we going to support them as we navigate through this? I was just on a world tour through August, all through Nevada. I would have been driving it. This time I had to do it, of course, all virtually like we're doing here. But what I heard on the world tour, what I've heard for the last 6 months and really for the last few years, is that access to health care, our our local taxes, our mayors and elected officials in the small towns, they shut down to protect their loved ones. They've just got a loss of revenue. They need to be made whole so that they can recover as well. And so there's a lot of needs out there, and we need to put politics aside and help hurting communities as we go forward. I'm just hoping we get the vaccine that will really protect us, therapeutics that will, God forbid, you go in the hospital, just knock it out of your system quickly and efficiently. And in the meantime, we've got to be sure that families aren't on the street.
Okay, so Senator, the House has proposed a $3 trillion package. The Senate doesn't want to go along with that on the Republican side. Is there any discussion at this point of compromise that can occur in the near term? Because at this point, there are a lot of your constituents suffering.
Yeah, I can tell you that I have, like I said, an average of 5,000 emails a week. 1 week as high as 15,000, ranging from everything from food insecurity, the digital divide, the post office, medications, unemployment. And so people are hurting. But I can tell you that Senator McConnell has not come to the table. He hasn't got together with our caucus so we can put the politics aside and we can talk about what's actually happening on the ground for our friends and neighbors, for our businesses. Like some people think of Nevada as Lake Tahoe, Lake Mead, and the Las Vegas Strip, but honestly, 99% of Nevada businesses are small businesses. We want to keep those small businesses open. We want to be sure that those workers furloughed, like you said, 18,000 just a few weeks ago from MGM Grand and all the other businesses that they support. We've got to keep it all going. So there's a Las Vegas and a Nevada to come back to. And so Senator McConnell, instead of just deciding to exit the room, he just hasn't been present. I'm begging him, we're all begging him to come and talk to us and let us tell him our stories, Nevada stories, stories around the country. If he's not hearing it from Kentucky, maybe he needs to go home and listen.
Okay, so the Republicans did propose a skinny bill that the Democrats would not go along with. Is there a number that you feel that could be proposed to the Republicans that would be $1.5 trillion, $2 trillion, not putting in the money to rescue states that have huge pension deficits? That seems to be the sticking point for the Republicans, or one of them at least.
Well, I want to tell you, it's not about a number. It's about targeted relief. So let's talk about schools just started back up in some form or function. But I can tell you that all across this country, there are children on free and reduced lunch that aren't able to get that, to expand some of those SNAP benefits. We have seniors with Meals on Wheels. We have so many kinds of needs out there. In Nevada, I don't have to tell people, our rural communities, frontier communities, desperately in need of some broadband access, some infrastructure. And so many of our communities, what I heard from some of our mayors and elected officials in some of the smaller towns in Nevada, were that they were balanced budget. They were doing okay. They shut down because of coronavirus. So they want to be made whole so they can continue to move forward. They did what they had to do to protect lives. So it's not about a number. It's about providing the targeted relief to keep our country afloat while we navigate our way to a vaccine and therapeutics. That's what's right for everyone. And that's what I'm just going to keep fighting for.
And we'll take a break and we'll come right back with Senator Jackie Rosen after this timeout.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino, all new DC cafe and bar, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
Because of UMC, there's a wide open road ahead of me.
Because of UMC, she can grow up with her twin sister.
Because of UMC, I'm here to help you.
UMC. The highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino. All new DC Cafe and Bar, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Coming to you from Washington, D.C., we continue our conversation with United States Senator Jackie Rosen. Bahrain is the latest country to agree to work with Israel now, after we've seen the United Arab Emirates also do the same. How far behind do you think Saudi Arabia might be in having real public relations? They've had private relations, but public relations with the State of Israel.
Well, you know, I'm encouraged by all the recent developments. I always believe that diplomacy is the first step to achieving all of our goals around the world. And so I'm excited about what's happening there. We'll look forward to that. And I hope that Saudi Arabia, that we can find a diplomatic path forward. That would be terrific. It remains to be seen, but we're going to continue to have those conversations.
As you know, Jill Derby was the former State Democratic Party chair, and she runs the American University up in northern Iraq. She was on the program talking about the Israelis and the Palestinians, and she feels that we're heading towards a one-state solution, not a two-state solution, and that eventually Israel may not be a majority Jewish state. I find that hard to believe. What are your thoughts?
Well, what I have always advocated for, what I'm going to continue to advocate for, is a negotiated two-state solution where there's a safe, secure, strong Israel living next to a peaceful Palestinian state. I believe that's what will eventually give much-needed peace and relief in the region that we need. So I'm going to continue to advocate that. I think that's the best way to do it. Of course, the United States' role as a facilitator in those negotiations, along with others across the world, bringing both parties to the table, trying to figure out that pathway forward. I think it's what's right for both countries.
Well, how do you feel when people like Jill Derby use the word apartheid to describe Israel's actions?
Well, I can tell you that through the years, we have had to work with many different groups to talk about the Palestinian issue. There's been a lot of terrorism that's come out, state-supported terrorism, Hamas, Hezbollah, and we need to bring real leaders from the Palestinian side to the table who want to see a peaceful solution in the region. What that means to me is a peaceful Palestinian state living alongside a safe, secure, Jewish democratic state. And so I would hope that what we can do is find those leaders inside of Palestine, and bring them to the table, and they can show a path forward to their people, and that will bring peace to the region.
All right, let's take another break, and we'll be right back with United States Senator Jackie Rosen after this timeout.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with United States Senator Jackie Rosen. You are on the Aviation and Space Subcommittee, and Senator Reid got the funding for UFO studies, and now the New York Times, among many, has reported UFO craft moving at amazing rates of speed. Military pilots are now freer to talk about what they've seen on many occasions. What can you share? Are we alone?
Well, I'm not sure if I know if we're alone or not. I haven't really been briefed on some of those issues, but I can tell you what we've been working on in the Aviation Space Subcommittee, primarily, especially last year, was those was the 737 MAX aircraft, to be sure that they were safe and secure for the employees of the airlines who staff them, and for, of course, all the passengers who travel on them. So I'm worried about what's happening right here on Earth right now. With that, that's been the focus of that committee. I look forward to seeing any of those briefings if they come out. And I have to believe, I suppose, like many of us, thousands of years, humans have been looking up to the sky, looking up to the stars, wondering if we're alone, wondering what's out there. And so there are astronomers and astrophysicists and all the like, and we'll let them continue to do their research and show us a way forward. But I'm always amazed every night when I look up at the sky. It's a beautiful sight.
Okay, to say the least. But, you know, now this topic has been raised, I think, Senator, you need to do some digging on this one, because there's a lot of people out there who are wondering about, I'm sure you've read the stories in the New York Times about these craft moving at incredible rates of speed. So we'd love to know more next time we get to visit, you know, your thoughts on this and what you may have found out for us. You know, the Air Force and the Space Force, by comparison with the other services, are they underfunded?
Well, you know, I'm not sure if underfunded is the right word. I think what we have to do is look at how they're going to collaborate and set goals for coordinated missions. So what does that mean? Of course, in Nevada, we are critical to the nation's homeland security and safety, particularly with the Air Force. We have Nellis Air Force Base. We have the Nevada Test and Training Range. That's the crown jewel of the Air Force. People come from all over the world to train their pilots there. Of course, we have Creech, which is a big base for doing our drone program. And I don't want to leave out the Navy, because up in northern Nevada, we have Fallon Naval Air Station, where those Top Gun naval aviators are trained. And so what we need to do, if we go forward, as we may go forward with the Space Force, is to see what each branch of the military is doing in the regard to outer space, low Earth orbits, satellites, and the like, and see how we create our common goals, what we've learned so far, and how do we collaborate so we don't duplicate. And so that will determine the kind of funding we're going to need going forward as we plan projects to bring us all kinds of things that we can do in outer space for the safety of our nation.
We've got about a minute 20 left here. After your grilling of the Postmaster General recently, where do you think the post office is heading overall? Because isn't the biggest problem the funding all of the pensions in advance, which no other branch of government seems to have been forced to do?
Yeah, that's been a mandate that's clearly hurt the post office, and there have been many, over the years, many policies meant to injure the post office. What I can tell you is over the last few weeks, I literally have probably nearly 10,000 contacts about the post office from veterans, from senior citizens. On my rural tour, I hear from heard from everybody talking about this. Mr. DeJoy did not have analysis. He did not have the data to support his reckless behavior. I had a chance to grill Mr. Barger, who's on the Postal Board of Governors, where he stated specifically that no data was presented to them. So we need to get to the bottom of this. The post office is necessary. It gets out to almost every address in America every day, safe and reliable. We need to keep it that way. And I'm going to do everything I can to promote that, pursue that.
Thank you very much, Senator. We appreciate you being here, and hopefully we'll be in person next time we get together.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back. Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. Coming to you from Capitol Hill, United States Senator Jackie Rosen for the whole program on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. Join us on our next broadcast coming to you from Capitol Hill. We'll see you then. Thanks for watching and listening.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Penny! Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they were.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. Tollsdevelopment.com.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.